Well, I've had a couple of moves over the last couple of years, and it's not a picnic. And there are things you need to watch out for. Joining us is Michelle Reinen from DatCap, talking about consumer rights and what you should look for when you're looking for a mover. And anybody who's been through it, we know there are things that can happen, Michelle.
There are always things that can happen. And so we want to lower the stress level on the things that you can control. And the first thing is picking your moving company to make sure that you are getting a legitimate moving company as opposed to a fraudster or a scammer. And what I mean there is you want to avoid that person who requires a deposit and never shows up for the move or loads all your belongings into their truck and disappears and steals everything. Or if this may be worse yet or not, offers that low estimate before moving and then significantly raises the price after they've loaded everything, and if you don't pay, refuse to deliver your belongings. So scammers and fraudsters all in the mix in this one.
And what should you ask when you're calling these movers and you're getting those estimates?
First thing to look for if you're just searching movers out on the website is look for the actual address of the moving company, verify registration and insurance information. If that is posted, or give a call, ask about it. If they can't provide that information to you, big red flag. The other thing to make sure you get is a written estimate. Don't just take a verbal quote. Get something in writing so you have documentation about the conversation. Now, that's going to be what you contribute and say you have for belongings versus, you know, what you may actually have when they show up. So that written estimate's only going to represent that conversation, and be sure that it does. But avoid being asked to sign blank documents. Be very concerned about a mover who shows up in a rented truck and can't explain why they don't have their own truck, why that's rented. There are some legitimate reasons, but you really want to understand and have solid answers on that. And don't ever pay large sums of money in advance before the move happens. You'll need a deposit, but don't pay the bulk of the money up front because you may never see the mover.
As a consumer, do you have rights if your items are damaged during the move?
You do, and a lot of that is going to depend on that insurance coverage and that documentation and what your agreement is. So again, get all of that in writing. And if you want to learn more, there are a great pamphlet and brochure out there by the U.S. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. You just need to go to protectyourmove.gov and you can understand all your rights, and that will help guide you through that decision-making process.
And again, if you think you've got a problem with a mover, how do we get in touch with you?
Call 1-800-422-7128 or our website is datcp.wi.gov.